adoration and praise. How important it is to begin there. And our Lord, in this pattern of prayer, helps us to do so. And he guides us to do so. We're to praise him. And how much we have to praise him. Just consider what he has done for us, dear brother. What a God he is. What kindness he has shown. What grace, what love, mercy he has shown towards us. Consider what your Redeemer has done for you. As we shall consider a little later this morning around the table. He so loved you and gave himself for you. Think of redemption from beginning to end and the prospect of the redemption of the body one day on that great day. Romans 8 verse 23. Have we not much cause for thanksgiving? Consider how he's blessed you through the word this week. Consider how he's blessed the church, the family, the friends. Consider how he's preserved you and how he's preserved your call, the calls here upon earth. Thank him for life, the clothing we wear, the air we breathe, the food we have. How important it is to reflect on these things. And in doing so, we have so much to praise him for. And then the prospect of heaven and the eternal state. Dear brethren, there is much cause every day and throughout the day of getting down on our knees and beginning with God in prayer and thanking him. Our Father, which art in heaven. Well, for the remainder of the time this morning, as we come to these words, I'd like us to consider, first of all, in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. And then secondly, those words, our Father. Well, first of all, in heaven. Our Lord here directs us to consider the Father, who is, as we are told, in heaven. You recall those words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 14 and verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And as our Lord was seeking to comfort his disciples, he begins by reminding them of the Father's house and that he was going on before to prepare a place for them. And dear brethren, let's think of the Father's house at this moment. And our Lord is there. He's preparing a place. He's there. Heaven would not be ready for us if he had not gone there. And he's making intercession for us. What a blessing that is. What a comfort it is. But we think there at the Father's house. Heaven is the place where God is especially known. Or as the Puritan Thomas Watson puts it, chiefly resident in the third heaven, where he reveals his glory most to saints and angels. And as we see in Scripture, the Lord is everywhere. We think of the omnipresence of God. Young people, if you turn to Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8, we see this. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. He is everywhere. And what a thought, dear congregation. He is here in a special way. Oh, to think of it more often. Think of those words. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Hebrews 2 verse 12. The Lord is here. Oh, young ones, to grasp it more and more. The Lord is here. For he is God is everywhere. 1 Kings 8 verse 27. Solomon at the dedication of the temple said, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded. And then Jeremiah 23 verse 23. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. And so we see he is everywhere. However, he is especially known in a most glorious way in heaven. or he is chiefly resident in heaven. For in heaven it is where he reveals his glory most. Dear brethren, what a moment it will be when we enter heaven. We will be so struck with the face of Christ, and we will be so aware of the presence of God. We think particularly of heaven. Yes, he is everywhere, but particularly of heaven. And that's why our Lord here upon earth lifted up his eyes to heaven. He thought of heaven in his prayer. He thought of where the Lord was particularly known. Now, we do not know exactly where heaven is. It is a far country, as we see in Proverbs. Its location is known to God. It is a real place. And what a thought that is. When we leave this world, dear brethren, we will be taken to heaven. And we will be in a real place, a physical place. Our Lord is there. And he retained his human nature as well. We think of heaven. It's not a strange thing, is it, to look heavenward? Psalm 123, verse 1. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in heavens. We're thinking of God particularly known in heaven. Remember again those words of our Lord in that high priestly prayer. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. He upon earth considered heaven. It is the Father's house. It is where God is chiefly resident. Oh, what a place. And dear brethren, we ought to thank the Lord every day that we are going to the Father's house. Well, let's just think of heaven for a moment. Our Lord does here. Our Father which art in heaven. Firstly, it was created by the Lord God himself. Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God created heaven at the beginning. Created by him. He dwelt in eternity. Yet we consider in creation, he made heaven. Remember Abraham and others? They were looking for the heavenly city, the city of God. And what do we read in Hebrews 11 verse 10? For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He looked, not for a city here upon earth, but to heaven. And he recognized, there he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. God made heaven. And are we not looking for the heavenly city? Earlier this year I visited Lincoln for the first time. I've never been there before. But I was told there was a cathedral there. So when we drew near, a few miles away, I began to look for the cathedral in the old city. And then I saw it. Are we not looking for the heavenly city, dear brethren? What a place made by God. A place where God's glory is so revealed at this very moment. What a lofty place he created. And then consider secondly, names ascribed to heaven. In 1 Kings 8 verse 27 it is called the heaven of heavens. Now, in these winter evenings, we have the privilege out here in the country of being able to look up and we admire the stars. You can't do that so much in the city or the town, can you? But here in the country, you can. And you could admire, like the psalmist, the work of God's fingers. We can think of the universe, young people's space, where the moon and the stars is. But then we think of the heaven of heaven. And dear brethren, what a blessing that when we leave this world, we will go to the heaven of heavens. Secondly, it is called the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 2. We think of the heaven where the birds fly. Then we think of the second heaven where the moon and the stars are. And then we think of the third heaven where God's glory is so displayed. Thirdly, it is called paradise. Luke 23, verse 43, and 2 Corinthians 12, verse 4. The apostle speaks of heaven and paradise. He speaks of the one place. And as we think of the word paradise, it speaks of a place of great pleasure, of tremendous comfort, and wonderful things. What a place. Oh, dear brethren, heaven is awaiting us. And then think of the final state, when heaven and earth will be one. What a place it will be. And how wonderful to be there with the Lord. We fail to grasp it at times, do we not? But are we not helped in this directory for prayer to think of heaven and to think of God? What a wonderful and glorious place one day we will find ourselves in. Our Lord said in Matthew 25, verse 34, thinking of that great day, "Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." What a place. Paradise. Then fourthly, it's called glory. Psalm 73, verse 24. Afterward, the Lord will receive us to glory. What a wonderful place. Far different, isn't it, from the earth? What sin and sorrows here are known, but what excellencies are revealed in heaven. And then fifthly, as we think of the names of heaven, as already mentioned, it is the Father's house. John 14, verse 2. Dear brethren, we are on the way to the Father's house. When I was a boy, I used to travel out to my grandfather's farm on the other side of the forest, being brought up in this area. And I used to look forward going to my grandfather's house, this lovely old farm in the heart of the New Forest. And I would go to see my grandfather, and he was such a kind grandfather. And my dear granny, such a lovely lady, and such treats he used to provide for us. I used to enjoy, and I look forward to going to my grandfather's house. But how much more forward do I look to going to the Father's house above? Thirdly, then, it is a place free from sorrow and sin. Our Father which art in heaven. Oh, to be there. Oh, what glories await. What joy awaits. In Philippians 1 verse 23, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Far better. Or far, far better. There's a stress there. Paul wanted to go, but he knew he had work to do. How often do we really stop and consider? We should be longing for heaven, but recognizing also there is work to be done. And our time will not come until our work is over. Does the world pull at your heart? In people, does the world pull at your heart? Or do you find yourself saying with the apostle, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better? Dear brethren, is there a winter time in your soul? When did you last honestly long and you revealed it to the Lord that you wanted to go to heaven? But then also recognize that until that time there was work to be done. What a place. It's far better. Of course we long to go there, do we not, dear brethren? What a place. Revelation 21 verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. What a place. And are we not thankful that the Lord in this directory for prayer instructs us to think of our Father in heaven? You see what an aid it is, this prayer, to pray, particularly when we are in the valley, that we might begin by considering God, who is especially known in heaven. Oh, to have that on mind before we come to the petitions. You may be going through a valley, but But to begin with, I'm going to heaven, and my God will see me there, who is my Heavenly Father. What a place it is. What a wonderful place, free from sorrow. Thomas Watson wrote, speaking of the believer's death, it's not the case for those who die in their sins. No, speaking of the believer's death, death will be the funeral of all our sorrows. Now just come down with me to verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We're praying for forgiveness. I will be thankful when I do not need to pray that again. And we will say goodbye to the sorrow of our sins at death. What joy awaits. What a wonderful place is be for us, dear brethren. Oh, to set our affections on things above them. God is especially known in heaven, where his glory so shines. Therefore, we should often have heavenward thoughts. But we need to examine our hearts. How often do we have heavenward thoughts? What does the world so often pull at you? Yes, we live in the world, and there are many things we must attend to. We must consider them. But oh, to think heavenward each day, even when we are doing those things that we must attend to. Oh, to think heavenward. Set your affection on things above, not on the earth. Should not we be found thinking often of our Father, which art in heaven? See how compassionate the Lord is here. We need help to pray. He's so compassionate. He instructs us to think of God, who is particularly known in heaven. And as we come, therefore, to prayer, we should come with heavenly affections. You know, sometimes we pray, and I can be honest with you, and I'm not really praying. I'm just saying words. My heart is distracted. I'm thinking of something else. But oh, what a blessing it is when we come with heavenward affections. Lamentations 3, verse 41. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Let us lift up our heart. And dear brethren, when our hearts are engaged in prayer, then we begin to pray. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens, to draw near with heavenward affections. Now, just before we consider these words, our Father, two further thoughts here. Are we not taught here to be heavenly minded? And also to consider from whence cometh our blessings and benefits for which we pray? You know, we come, the Lord willing, in a few weeks' time to consider the petitions. And we note verse 11, give us this day our daily bread, and so on and so forth. Are we not taught here to consider from whence our blessings and benefits come from? James 1 verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, like a shadow of turning. Consider the blessings. It's good to begin by considering God, who so blesses us. Are not our blessings, as James Fisher puts it, in heavenly places? Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Therefore we pray, our Father, which art in heaven. We look heavenward. Dear brethren, we need the Lord to bless us each and every day. So we need to pray. And it's right we begin with God. We pray for certain things, we must begin with God. That is one of the things the Lord is showing to us here. Well, let's move on now more briefly, and as we draw to a close, consider the words, our Father. Our Father which art in heaven. Our Father. Now, as we have seen before in coming to these words, we are not excluding the other two persons, God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. We come to our triune God in prayer. We come to him, our Father which art in heaven. And what a great God we come to. Psalm 25 verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. The Lord Jehovah, the eternal one, the self-existent one, we come to him. How amazing that is, dear brethren. Who are we? We come to such a God, and he bids us come. In the Song of Solomon we read, let me hear thy voice. We feel our failings. We know what it is in times past to have asked amiss in prayer. Yet he forgives and he still welcomes us. Let me hear thy voice. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. We come to him. How amazing that is. Oh, to just grasp it more. We come to such a God in prayer. Psalm 63 verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. We're coming to God. Our triune God. And that's so important to remember, isn't it? We often consider that we're praying to God. It's important to do so when we are praying. Particularly when others are listening. It's so important. You know, sometimes one can be guilty in prayer of speaking to be heard by others. Just go back with me to verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. For verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now, one will lead in prayer. But what is so important that we don't pray to be heard by others, that others might glorify us? No. And then we must be careful in prayer that we do not use a form of prayer to get at others. One may pray for their own glory. What a personal man or woman I am. Listen to how I pray. Or one may use a prayer to get at someone else. That's not praying. We don't pray to speak to get at someone else. We pray to God. And we all need to search our hearts. We need to be so careful when we come to prayer. It is also when we come to praise. It's lovely to sing, isn't it? Praise. It's so important that we remember we're singing to the Lord as we considered this morning. We need to search our hearts. And ask the Lord to forgive us if we have ever misused prayer. We can be guilty of misusing prayer. Dear brethren, we need to be careful that when we come to pray, we are mindful of God in prayer. We may need in the prayer to keep refocusing our minds upon God, and we stop and we begin again to consider God. Our triune God, we're coming to him. And we consider we come to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. However, we note here particularly the Father being first in order. And further, it is natural to do so. For we are to pray in the name of Christ, John 16, verse 23. And through the assistance of the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 12, verse 10. And Romans 8, verse 26. And so, our Lord exhorted us to pray, Our Father. Dear brethren, may the Lord help us to think about him when we pray. It's not as easy as we think at times, is it? May the Lord help us to think about him when we pray. It's so easy to get distracted, and I begin with myself. Well, note these words here, and time is gone, really. Our Father. Our Father. And as we think of these words, firstly, he is a Father in respect of creation. Malachi 2 verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Have not one God created us? So in that sense, he is a Father to mankind. Have we not all one Father? However, our Lord is particularly thinking here, not of that, but of this, that he is a father to his children in a special way through that special adoption. That act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and have the right to all the privileges of the sons of God. Often these words are said, often as a funeral. In certain churches, in certain homes, these words have said, I suggest many say these words and they do not know God. They're a stranger to grace. They're not in his family. Dear brethren, how blessed we are. We come to these words and we know God to be our Father. What a comfort that is at the beginning of this week. Whatever this week holds for you, to be able to pray, our Father. He who has blessed us, he will help us and continue to go before us. And so true believers who are his children in a special way through the grace, that special grace of adoption, can truly say these words, our Father which art in heaven. In Galatians 3 verse 26 we read, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And dear brethren, what a blessing then to have faith within our hearts and to pray these words, exercising faith. Looking up, showing our prayerful dependence we have upon God and exercising faith as we see in Psalm 25 and be able to say, our Father. And so does not the Lord teach us here that when we come to prayer, we're to think about God and we're to exercise faith. For those who are strangers to grace, it's right they should pray, as we see in Psalm 65, but they need to believe and they need to repent of their sins. For the psalmist said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Dear brethren, we know the problem of our own sin in light of prayer. But where there is that unbelief, the Lord will not hear. Or that unbelievers will pray, that they might be given faith, that they might truly be able to say, our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father. How privileged we are. How blessed we are. And what a comfort it is when we just say these words or similar words. And we just know that assurance, we belong to him. We are his children. What's going on at that time? Well, it's the Holy Spirit working within. Galatians 4 verse 6. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And dear brethren, when you find yourself just beginning with God and focusing your mind on God, it's because of the Holy Spirit. We take no glory to ourselves in prayer. We give it to him. When we find ourselves focusing on God, on our Father, it is because of the work of the Holy Spirit. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Our Father. It's a privilege for me to say, my wife. Those of you who are husbands here, what a blessing to be able to say, my wife. And you wives, those of you who are married, be able to say, my husband. You children say, my parents. What a blessing. But I count it a far greater privilege to be able to say, my father or our father. Can you say that this morning? Are you a child of God by the grace of adoption? Have you faith within our Father? We often hear these words said, do we not? And we look on many, they're strangers to grace. They know the words, but they don't know God. You know these words. Young people, you know these words here this morning. Do you know God? Can you say he is our Father? Do you recognize he has given himself over to you? I am the Lord thy God. So wonderful these words. Our Father. We think of that great covenant of grace here. We think he is our covenant God. and that he's given himself to us. The Lord is my portion. What a blessing to come to God and recognize he is our Father and that he belongs to you. You see, it's an aid to prayer, isn't it? We may be going through valleys, but to begin by considering God, who's in heaven, where his glory is particularly known. We're on the way to that place, and that he's ours. And the valley that I face, I have God with me. Because of Christ, I can say, our Father. And do not we see here further, in these words our Lord gave for direction, our Lord is showing to us how blessed we are through him, that we can say, our Father. How many see not these things here? But dear brethren, focus on these words. Our Father. Yes, we can say it because of Christ. Our Lord is wanting to show how blessed we are through him. How he delights to see his children pray. He delights to see you. You who are parents, you delight to see your children coming to you and talking to you. He delights to see you, dear brother. Let's go quickly to him each day. Let's go readily to him each day. Let's show him the honour, the respect. So important, isn't it? Our Father, which art in heaven. We read in Malachi 1 verse 6, a son honoureth his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honour? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? The Lord is showing that he is to be honoured. Our Father, show him you have a respect of him. You may have come to a dark providence, and the Lord has led you to that providence. Show to him you are submitting to him. It's all here. Our Father. Our Father which art in heaven. And dear brethren, are we not thankful? We have a heavenly Father. One day in the providence of God, we may lose our parents, some of us who've got parents here. Some of you have already lost your parents. What a blessing it is to have a heavenly Father. For some, parents desert their children. What a blessing for those children if they have a heavenly Father they can go to. We see, do we not, in Psalm 27 verse 10 these words, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Some parents have abandoned their children. Some parents have let their children down. But the Heavenly Father is there. What a blessing, dear brother. We can look to the Heavenly Father. Well, there's much more here this morning, but time is past. Our Father, which art in heaven. And dear brethren, I so desire to begin that way in prayer. Because I know it will be a great aid to prayer. To begin by considering my Father, my Heavenly Father, and that he is mine through Christ and what he has done, and that I am on the way to heaven, is a great aid to me in prayer. On another occasion, we believe, one said, Lord, teach us to pray. And do not we find ourselves saying that again and again? Lord, teach us to pray. And teach us what these words mean. Our Father, which art in heaven. He teaches us a great lesson. That we are so blessed because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a blessing we have one to turn to. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, in contrast to the Pharisees who prayed to be heard by men, do not we desire just to get alone with God and pray with him, pray before him? May the Lord help us for his name's sake. Amen.